House Committee on Judiciary come to order. Today is Thursday, May 28th, 2015. First item on the agenda is a work session on Senate Bill 825A.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, Senate Bill 825A comes to this committee from Senator Thatcher. This is the bill that grants the defendant the right to appear and testify in grand jury proceedings when they have been arraigned on a felony charge. We did not have the amendment at the public hearing we had on May 13th. We have it now, and both of the key stakeholders discussed it that day. The proposed A2 amendment has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact. It authorizes the defendant to request an extension of time to testify before the grand jury for up to 5 days. An additional extension is permissible with the consent of both parties, and it eliminates specific language regarding the manner in which the defendant provides testimony before the grand jury. The defendant would be treated the same as any other witness. The bill is ready to move with the dash A2s.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash A2 amendments into Senate Bill 825A.
Representative Williamson moves the dash 2 amendments into Senate Bill 825A. Is there any discussion?
Yes,
Representative Greenlee.
Mr. Chair, I have a problem with that amendment. I think the original wording of the bill provides the right for the defendant to tell their story, and I think this diminishes that right by taking that out, and it puts a relatively unprotected defendant in front of the grand jury without their clear ability to be able to tell their story. I think that's the problem. I'll support the bill, but I'm opposed to the amendment.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? Are there any other objections? Representative Greenick is a no on the amendment. Amendment carries.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 825A as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Williams moves Senate Bill 825A as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Barton.
Chair Barker, you might recall that I was very skeptical of this bill when originally proposed. The testimony convinced me that I was mistaken, and I'm now support the bill enthusiastically. The thought of opposing counsel, again, as a civil lawyer, opposing counsel having basically an unprotected recorded shot at my client without my being there horrifies me. But I do recognize after hearing the testimony that grand jury is different and that DA's obligations are different. And this is a different thing. And so my experience led me astray initially, but I'm happy to support the bill.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a comment that follows. I was convinced by testimony, too, that the DAs understand they have a role in justice. That's an important role rather than one on just convicting people. I just think it was in their code of ethics or something, because I'm not sure it's viewed entirely that way by all the DAs that I've met. So, I mean, I think if we ever have the occasion to remind them this is their requirement, I think it'll be a useful thing to do.
I expect there'll be a bill to require recording of grand juries, and they'll be reminded.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any objections? Bill carries?
You should make Barton carry it.
Representative Olson would like to carry it.
Representative Olson would
like to carry it. Happily defer. We are adjourned. Thank you, committee.
Happily defer.
We are adjourned. Thank you, committee.